1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, sponsored by Temperature Pro, Kalamazoo. Good morning. Happy Thursday. It is April 9th, and it is a beautiful day ahead of us, except for the rain. I appreciate you guys spending your morning with me. Just hanging out in Sam's Club yesterday just made me realize just it's crazy. Like, I used to have a Costco membership, and just going through Sam's Club, just the amount of food that you can get there is absolutely stunning. Some of the bulk stuff that you can get is crazy. And I really have realized, like, you got to have like a big house to be shopping here. It's not even just like about having a big family, but you really need a big house. It's hilarious. Like, just getting one large box of Pop-Tarts, for instance. I had Pop-Tart boxes all over the kitchen. You had the giant cardboard box, you had the mini boxes, and they're all over the place. There was two big boxes of Pop-Tarts, okay? Don't judge me, okay? It's a really good deal, and I like Pop-Tarts, okay? Leave me a 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, powered by Temperature Pro Kalamazoo. Jace from Josh and Jace is back in Michigan. He just like randomly announced recently that he is hanging out. And he was back. He was actually invited back. So he's back solo. He's not with Josh, but he is returning. And he came back for a big event. He came back for a big conference. He announced it up here on the 1077 RKR app. We have his Facebook post. And he said he was back for the Pure Michigan Conference. So it's all about tourism in Michigan. There's a little bit more about this, too. It's the Michigan Governor's Conference on Tourism. Went to the Pure Michigan site, learned a little bit more about it. If you guys want to check this out, it's actually a really cool idea and a really cool thing to attend. If you are somebody who travels Michigan a lot, it's up here on the 1077 RKR app, but he did announce that he's back. He's only back for a couple of days. Didn't say where he was staying or where he's at exactly or where he's going to be, but he did say he's going to Arkansas next week. So it sounds like he's going to be in Michigan at least until the weekend. But he did make another big announcement that him and Josh are both going to be back in Michigan this summer. That was kind of the idea behind him getting invited back. There were so many places that they didn't get to go to, and so many things that didn't get to do because it was winter. And he basically said, we want to build the most epic summer trip in Michigan. So they're going to be back. They're going to be doing more stuff. We're going to try to see if we can get a hold of these guys, have them out here for first beer of the weekend. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's vinyl and 45 on the rocker. Released on this day in 1994 was the third studio album from the Offspring, Smash. This was a huge hit for the band, and the rise of grunge music in the early 90s really helped pave the way for American punk rock music to reach a wider audience and kind of enter the mainstream, which is exactly what this album did. It had a bunch of singles like Come Out and Play, Self-Esteem, Gotta Get Away. Overall, it's just such a fantastic album. This is one of the albums, along with Green Day's Dookie, that really helped bring American punk rock into the mainstream. And it's an absolute staple record to have in your record collection. So pick it up and give it a spin today. This has been Vinyl and 45 on 1077 RKR. RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, powered by Temperature Pro Kalamazoo. There was a rare celebrity sighting in downtown Kalamazoo. I believe this was on Tuesday, and it was Jack McBrayer. So Jack McBrayer was on 30 Rock. He's been in the Wreck-It Ralph films. He was also in Talladega Nights, The Ballad of Ricky Bobby. This dude is like all glee. You look at this guy's face, he looks like he's constantly happy. And apparently that's exactly how he was. He was hanging out in the LFG gaming bar. And if you open up the 1077 RKR app, you can see the photo of him with this girl. And I think it was her boyfriend. They were at the gaming bar. And she posted and she was like, I ran into Jack McBrayer at LFG in Kalamazoo last night. She was like, I swear the universe hit shuffle on reality. Dude, she said the guy was exactly how you'd expect. Super chill, smiling like he just walked out of a sitcom. probably about to ask if we needed snacks and emotional support at the same time. This guy, I had a feeling this guy was probably like super chill. Like you can just tell from the characters that he plays, like over positive. So she's like, I'm over here trying to act normal. Like, yeah, this is fine. Totally casual encounter. Meanwhile, her brain is screaming, oh my God, Kenneth from 30 Rock is in the building. So really cool. I don't know why this dude was in Kalamazoo. I have no idea why an actor, Jack McBrayer, just hanging out in LFG Gaming Bar, but I'm sure he got down on some arcade games while he was there.
1077 RKR, it's time to grab your tie-dye, light some incense, and get ready to go on a far-out magic carpet ride with Uncle Brad. From VW Vans to Michigan's Woodstock at Goose Lake, Uncle Brad was there. Riding the cosmic waves of the 60s and 70s, one trip at a time. Now, it's story time.
All right, it's Mark Frankhouse. I got my Uncle Brad back in the studio. And Uncle Brad, last week you were talking to us about how you got to see Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention out in Phoenix, and Captain Beefheart was in the band at the time. And you started talking to him, and remind us what Captain Beefheart asked you.
Captain Beefheart says, hey, do you have any pot? I says, well, you know, I'm out in my car. And he says, and he's sort of looking around, like trying to keep it low, you know, real quiet. He says, well, he says, hey, Frank doesn't let us do anything on the road. You know, we can't, he's very strict about it. He says, do you think we can go out and, you know, smoke a joint? And I thought, well, sure.
No, I don't really want to smoke a joint with you, Captain Beefheart.
No, I can't do that. That's against the law. And of course, this is my BC days. I got to say this because, you know, this is before I became a Christian. So I was really into this kind of stuff. So I said, sure, you know, and so we went out to my car and I said, so Frank Zappa doesn't let you get a buzz on and during, you know, he says, no, we can't even drink anything or any before the show.
Wow.
And even when we're not playing, we can't smoke pot or anything. And so he was chatting about that. And I asked him about different people he've met. And I was really into Jethro Tull.
Yeah.
And I says, have you ever met Ian Anderson? He says, oh, yeah. He says, they stole one of my ideas. And I says, really? He says, yeah, thick as a brick. And I'm thinking, huh? And he starts telling me this outlandish story, you know. Of course, he's lying. I knew it right then. I thought, boy, this guy, you know, he's a little out there. But yeah, we sat out there and did our thing out there. When I showed him a poem that I'd written. I had this orange binder in my car.
Yeah.
I says, hey, I want to show you this thing I wrote. And I didn't write a lot of poetry, but I had this one thing I wrote, and it was called Cosmic Suntan Lotion. That was the name of the poem. And it was basically a poem about how life throws you all sorts of curves, you know. They buy this car and it gives out, and they sell you this and it gives out. And the end of the poem was, I said, QT lotion, this is a lemon. It's a cosmic suntan lemon. It doesn't really tan your skin, it just turns it orange. So that was my big poem, and I thought, this is really deep. So I showed it to Captain Beefheart, and he says, yeah, that's pretty good. I like that, kid. You know, that's not bad. And well, great. At least Captain Beefheart likes my poem.
It'd have been even funnier if you found out that he ended up stealing your poem for a song or something.
Yeah, that was a trip.
107.7 RKR, the Rock and Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, powered by Temperature Pro Kalamazoo. Probably one of the scariest things you can imagine is having to navigate an airplane onto a highway. That's got to be an absolutely terrifying situation. The only other thing more terrifying than that is being in a car on the highway when a plane is landing in front of you. This happened up here on the 107.7 RKR app. You can read about this story about this plane. And you can see this video. It's unbelievable. It's dash cam footage. It was a small single engine plane that had engine trouble, had to make an emergency landing right on 78. Not off to the side, not in a field, right between cars on the highway. This is unbelievable. This Michigan pilot was forced to make this emergency landing. It was a 65-year-old man from Michigan. He was on his way to Indiana to catch a March Madness game when things went completely sideways. And again, the video's up here on the 107.7 RKR app. Luckily, no injuries, not to the pilot, not his passenger, anyone on the road. It's unbelievable that everybody was able to walk away from this. And the fact that there's even dash cam footage of this is just crazy. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, powered by Temperature Pro Kalamazoo. Tomorrow, it all goes down. 9:35, very much looking forward to welcoming in Jake from Presidential Brewing Company back in the studio. We're going to do our first beer of the weekend. I want you guys to be a part of it. 9:35 is when we go live. We're going to check in with Jake, see what Presidential's got going on. We'll give you a $20 gift certificate on top of it to Presidential. Plus, we get to start our weekend a little bit early. It's always a sweet deal. Every Friday, 9:35, be here for first beer of the weekend. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, powered by Temperature Pro Kalamazoo. It's your Rock Minute now. Taylor Momsen, the front woman for the band Pretty Reckless, has now been bitten by a second wild animal. Back in 2024, when she was performing with her band, opening up for AC/DC, she was bitten by a bat. Well, now she's been bitten by a spider in Mexico while performing. Luckily, doctors were able to help her out. Even though the venom did a little number on her immune system, she's going to be okay. Expected to make a full recovery with no side effects. Eagles have also released a brand new unreleased track of Lion Eyes. This came from the Sunshine Festival in Anaheim, California, September 28th. 1975. So this is the band in top form. The video is out now, and Pink Floyd set to release an 8-track compilation that's going to include a rare extended song from Animals. It's going to include the full-length version of Pigs on a Wing. It was only available on the obscure 8-track version of 1977's Animals album. You can get all the details on all these stories up here on the 107.7 RKR app, and that's your Rock Minute on 107.7 RKR.